Well, good evening and welcome to another edition of the Call-In Church. Dennis Fender here with Glory Bound Ministries out of Temple, Texas. I'm glad you're here. Whether you're listening live or you're going to join us sometime in the future and listen to this broadcast in the future, today is the 26th of July, 2025. God's going to be on the throne tonight, and he's going to be on the throne whenever you hear this. So anyway, enough about that and enough about me. Heavenly Father, we just bless you tonight. We praise you. Father, we just humble our hearts before you. We love you. We worship you. And we just lift up our nation to you, Father. Leaders of the world, Lord God, that you'd grant them wisdom. We know that things are starting to unfold in the world, Father, and we just look unto you, the author and finisher of our faith. Father, our righteousness comes from you, from the Lord Jesus Christ. Our strength comes from you. Everything about who we are has all come from you. Yes, we've made decisions that have caused things to happen in our lives that have created circumstances, but Lord, you have put all that under the blood of Jesus once we've received Jesus and have been sealed with the Holy Spirit. Father, we just thank and praise you for that. We lift up Sister Danya tonight. Lord, as she takes care of her mom, Sister Donna, Father, that you give her an additional strength, Father, that she don't even know that she has. I thank you for the medical team, Father, you have working on Sister Donna. And, Father, I pray you just comfort Sister Donna in her situation that she's in and give her peace in her heart, Father. Lord, we just lift up Brother Andrew to you tonight, Father, as he's changing schedules. And there's a lot of stress sometimes that comes with that, and I pray, God, for his peace, that you'd just calm him and give him a strength, a renewed vigor, Father, that he never even knew he had. I just thank you for that tonight, Lord. Lord, we've got relatives that are unsaved. We've got friends and neighbors that are lost. Father, we lift them up to you tonight. Lord, that you would move mightily in their lives and draw their hearts, Lord God. Speak to their heart. Father, as we just look into your word tonight, we look unto you. We bind every hindrance and every distraction. Father, we give the Holy Spirit free rule and reign here on this line. We ask you, Father, to prepare us to receive what you have for us tonight. And to be able to use the word, Father, that you bring us and apply it in our lives. And for that, Father, we're going to give you all the praise and all the glory for it. Lord, in Jesus' precious name, amen and amen. A scripture tonight is going to come out of the book of John, chapter 18. Just going to look at a couple verses here, John and 18. It's the words of Jesus, and they've come to take Jesus captive. And he says, "Who are you looking for?" Jesus, of course, asked. "Jesus the Nazarene," they replied. "I am he," Jesus said. "I am he." There are a few scenes, if you will, that unfold in Scripture that reveal Jesus' character as clearly as this one. His heroism revealed. You know, think about during Easter, it was full moon in Jerusalem, the moonlight, almost as bright as daylight on a clear night. Yet, the Bible tells us, if you read the accounts of this night, the Bible says that the enemies came out with lanterns. They came out with their torches ablaze. Things they wouldn't have needed. They didn't need that. But, you know, they thought that they were going to have to search for Jesus in the bushes and in the caves and maybe trample all throughout the hills. He was going to be pretty hard to find. They thought he was going to be hiding. But no, instead of hiding, Jesus came forward when he saw them coming, and he asked, "Who are you looking for?" "Jesus the Nazarene," they replied. And of course, Jesus' answer was, "I am he." So instead of hiding, here we see Jesus revealing the courage of someone who would see things through till the very end. He was already aware of his time and what time it was. He was already aware that his time for fulfilling the mission that he came for was coming about. But then, you know, this scripture also reveals to us Jesus' authority. There he stood. Can you picture that in your mind? There he stood alone. He stepped forward. All the disciples were behind him. He stepped forward, unarmed. And yet when they saw him, if you read on just a little further there in the scripture, the Bible says that they drew back and fell to the ground. Authority from Jesus flowed from him. Even in his isolation, if you will, even in him standing there all by himself alone, it made him stronger than his enemies, his authority. And they knew it. They knew they were against somebody more powerful, even without a sword, even without a spear, no weapons in his hand. So we also see that here that Jesus, he chose to die. He chose it. He could have walked away from this scene and disappeared. They tried to capture him before in crowds, and the Bible tells us he just walked right through them untouched, walked right through them in broad daylight, and they didn't lay a hand on him. He even helped his enemies capture him here, and he only asked them to let his disciples go. So we see Jesus' total obedience, his total obedience. If you read down into verse 11 here in John 18, shall I not drink from this cup of suffering the Father has given me? What was taking place was God's will, and this was enough for Jesus. It was enough. He came to become our Redeemer. He came to be our propitiation, to satisfy the sin debt that we could never repay, to satisfy a debt that he didn't owe, on our behalf, to shed his life's blood for us. Glory to God. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. As John the Baptist says, behold, the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. So tonight, we remember the Lord Jesus at this time. Let's thank you, Lord. We just pray, Father God, that we're able to take this message, Father, out into this lost and dying world, that Jesus came and endured the cross, was buried in a borrowed tomb and rose again, and today sitting triumphant at your right hand, alive forevermore. The Bible tells us the Lord Jesus says, behold me, I was he that was dead, and yet I live forevermore. He lives forever and ever. And if our name is written in the Lamb's book of life and we've received Christ, we shall live with him. We shall rule and reign with him on high. Hallelujah. What a wonderful thought to look forward to when Christ returns for his bride. Or if we die before Christ comes and gets us, the Bible says that the rapture, the dead in Christ will rise first, and then those that are alive will be caught up with him in the air. And so shall we be with the Lord forever. God, we just thank you for that tonight, for your precious Son. We thank you, Father, for the Holy Spirit that brings us peace and comfort in these trying times, when it's all chaos and doom and gloom and despair around us, Father. We thank you, Lord, for the peace that endures all things. I thank you tonight, Father, for Sister Pamela. I thank you, Lord, for being faithful and coming by the ministry here. I thank you, Lord. I ask you, Father, just to give her a special blessing tonight and just help her with this pain, this fibromyalgia. Just help her with this pain, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, heal her, Father. Heal her. Lord, we lift up Brother Joe Mouch to you as we leave here tonight. And whatever this infirmity was that came upon him, Lord, that he not suffer this very long, that you clear up this rash. And we thank you for your healing virtue flowing through him right now, this very moment. Lord, I thank you for the blessing of my home and my family. Lord, in the time that we have to share you with the world. As we leave here tonight, Father, bless us and keep us safe until you come to get us. In Jesus' name, amen.